Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, beautiful Les Hangout listeners. Ellie here. I just wanted to tell you all about The Flame, our new original podcast musical. You've been listening to Les Hangout all year. We are on hiatus for the summer. We will be back in the fall. But in the meantime, we would love for you to check out The Flame. So we have put episode one on our feed. So without further ado, here is the first episode of The Flame, an original podcast musical. Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. The Flame was made possible through the support of listeners like you. If you enjoy the show, consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/theflamemusical. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Today is going to be a rough one for you, isn't it, kid? But things are going to get better sooner than you'd expect.
Get up, Jamie. Another day's beginning. Just try to meet it with your best foot forward. Wake up, Jamie. Side of the bed, it's just another day you can't avoid. Come on, Jamie, you can't just lay in bed forever. You can do this, I believe in you. Let's go, Jamie, maybe today will be better. Just get up and don't you dare. Get up, Jamie. Get up, Jamie. I swear, Jamie, if you don't get out of bed, I'm gonna... Okay, all right, I'm going. Hello?
Hey, just making sure you actually woke up.
Unfortunately.
That's the spirit. Just remember, the faster you leave the bed,
the quicker I'll be able to get back in it.
Exactly, champ.
Can you please stop talking to me like you're my little league coach?
Only if you stop acting like the embodiment of every ASPCA commercial.
If you bring up those commercials, you know I'll start crying.
Well, what's new?
And you're my best friend because?
I am the first person you met in high school, I make really cool discounted beer for the bar, and I open that bar on the days you can't force yourself out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica and Ashley just got back from their honeymoon. They swung by to say hi.
Good for them.
Jamie.
What?
They brought a postcard for the wall.
Yay! I get to look at a reminder of their love that they discovered at my bar as I bartend alone until I die.
Don't be like me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Come on, Jamie. Jamie, Amelia Parker, I will burn your bar down if you keep this up.
You can't threaten arson every time you don't get your way.
Joe says I can, so...
Since when do we take advice from Joe?
She's a lawyer.
Joe's a divorce attorney who sleeps with most of her clients.
After she wins them a lot of money and property from their shitty husbands. She's a hero. Anyway, stop making your depression goop and come down to the bar.
It's not goop, it's a smoothie.
You can't blend together go-gurt, chocolate, and some fruit and call it a smoothie.
Fine.
Come on, dude, you shouldn't be alone today.
I'll be there soon.
Yay! Also, please bring me food, I spilled all the pretzels.
Since I was young, I've been dreaming of a life, a future with her. And the day we'd meet, she'd sweep me off my feet, and I wouldn't be alone. I see these happy couples tying the knot. I wonder when I'm gonna find what they've got. I try to look on the bright side. I'll find a girl at the right time. Till then, every day I'll say, but she didn't feel the same. I thought that Rachel was the love of my life. I guess she never dreamed of being my wife.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
She's a great kid. Has a good head on her shoulders. She doesn't know it yet. But getting that girl out of her life was one of the best things that could have happened to her. Kills me to see her so down about it still. Love's on the way, Jamie. Just around the corner.
Oh, it was perfect, Jamie. You would have loved it. Great suggestion about the Airbnb on the mountain. We would have never have found it without you.
Oh, and that couple spa you mentioned? Perfect. I don't know how you knew about all the special ins and outs of Hawaii, but you're the best bartender a couple could ask for.
Yep, comes with the license. We wanted to keep the tradition going, so we got a postcard for the wall.
Some of the girls are meeting us here, so we'll see you later, Jamie.
Aren't they just disgustingly in love? I hope one of them isn't my client in a few years.
Very kind of you to say, Joe.
What are you doing in today? I thought today was the day.
It is. But Heather made me leave the house instead of being a good friend and letting me marathon Buffy season 6 like I planned.
Yikes! Season 6?
Willow understands my pain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I need pretzels.
What did you say to her? Nothing. She just went all emo Willow on me.
Way to go, Jamie. Back in the closet again. Okay. That was a good one. Occupied. Sorry.
Come on, Lonely Hearts Club. Open the door.
Can't. It's a private club, and you're not invited.
First, you don't bring me lunch.
I brought you some goop.
And now you cast me aside? Hurtful and grounds for friendship termination.
Your guilt tripping won't work on me today. I found the extra pretzels. At least that's a positive for the shitty day, since someone wouldn't let me wallow in despair like I wanted to.
I was getting worried you would pout all day,
so I don't even get a break.
Open up these doors, it'll cheer you up like it always does. You know you love this place.
Fine.
Hey there, Eeyore.
Heather's the best friend a person could ask for. Always there with a helping hand and a motivational quote fit for a poster.
Let's get back out there. Today's gonna be great. I can feel it in my bones.
Can't I just do inventory today?
No. We're going out there so you can be reminded of how many people care about you. Also, I put Joe behind the bar, so we should probably go before she does something irreversible.
You put Joe behind the bar?
I was desperate. I thought I might have a Valentine's 2020 fiasco on my hands. Ashika, how's it going?
Can you please just call us by our names?
Nope. Tell Jamie why you love the bar so much.
Here at the flames where we fight.
Jessly,
I
We should probably go check on Joe.
Oh, Bridget, how's it going?
Here to lose more money, Heather.
Oh. You guys are gambling in the bar.
Anyway, Bridget, tell Jamie why you love her.
You really don't have to do that.
No, Jamie's cool. This is the only gay bar in town where they're not blasting techno-pop bullshit. And I can get a decent whiskey.
Thanks, Bridget. Bridget just said you're cool. They're like the coolest person we've ever met. That means you're like super cool.
How old are we?
You guys should let me be an emergency bartender more often. This is fucking fun.
Joe, step away from the alcohol and put the lighter down.
In your own words, tell us why this bar means more to you than your own mother.
Jesus, Heather, I get it. People like me.
Here at the Flame, you've got the best liquor. No other place ever gets me drunk quicker. Plus, nowhere else is quite as gay. My greatest chance of getting laid.
Yeah, I guess this place is okay.
Just okay?
Install that foam machine I mentioned and maybe...
No!
At least I've always got a safe retreat, a home away from home, a sanctuary from the busy streets where I know I'm never alone. 'Cause here at the Flame, everybody is family. Wherever you came from, you know.
Too gross.
And look who just walked in. I told you, things were looking up, kid.
James, look, there's a girl checking you out.
I doubt it.
Come on, Jamie. One look, and it'll change your life.
James, I swear.
I think I'm gonna marry her friend.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
Natural.
Natural, right. I can do that. Totally natural. Oh my god, she's walking this way. I have to hide.
Whoa, no. You're gonna stay here and talk to the pretty lady.
I'm gonna be sick.
What's in her hand? Do you think it's her number? Maybe this is your lucky day, Jamie.
Maybe today
we're gonna get you a day. 'Cause here at the Flame, you can write your name.
Remember, act natural. Come on, Joe, let's scatter.
I think she's my soulmate.
Jamie, you got this. I know you can't hear me, but I have faith in you. This one moment is going to change your life.
Okay, Jamie, don't be a weirdo. Just talk to her.
Hello.
Hi. I've never seen you here before. First drinks on the house.
You must have a good memory if you're sure I've never been here before.
It's kind of my job to keep track of who's in the bar and...
And?
I don't think I could forget such a beautiful face.
Oh.
Oh. This is gonna be easy.
Oh?
Oh, nothing. Thanks, I guess.
You from around here?
Lived here when I was a kid.
Bet it's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you living now?
Nowhere, really. I travel a lot for work.
That's so cool. I always wanted to travel more.
It was fun at first, but it gets lonely. Not having a place to call home sucks. So I'm back to tie up a few loose ends and settle down.
Well, the Flame's a second home to anyone who wants it. We'd love to have you join our ranks.
That's a little culty.
Oh, no. You don't get put up for consideration of the secret society until after 6 months probation.
Oh, and when do I get the robe?
After a year and a few ritual sacrifices.
That makes sense. You need to know that I'm committed.
Exactly. You'd be surprised how many people only joined for the robes and then dipped in the beginning.
Robes are the new toaster ovens, I guess.
So, what about that drink? I could take a break so you're not drinking alone.
I'm actually here to tie up one of those loose ends. Is the owner in?
Oh, that's me. Jamie Parker, at your service.
Of course. This is for you.
Thank you.
No, don't. I'll be over there.
Wait! That wasn't supposed to happen.
Ooh, is that a love letter?
I doubt it. Do people even do that anymore?
Well, open it.
If it's a declaration of love, it must suck. She's leaving. I'm just gonna go over to a friend, so she's
Hold your horses, Casanova. Jamie, read the letter.
Dear Miss Parker, this serves to notify you that your tenancy will not be renewed at the end of the present term. You'll be expected to... Wait, what?
What?
I think I'm being evicted.
Let me see that. You are definitely being evicted.
Fuck. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of The Flame on our Les Hangout feed. If you want to listen to more episodes, we will not be posting them on our Les Hangout feed. Unfortunately, you will have to migrate over to The Flame feed, which you can find at bpn.fm/theflame or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you there.
Make sure to check back next episode to follow along with Jamie as she tries to save her bar.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tien Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Gunther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel. Guest starring Dana Piccoli as Jessica, Liz Mangrello as Ashley, and Vika Ortiz as Bridget. Additional ensemble vocals by Dana Arnett, Brianna Bonilla, Lisa Charlotte, Benjamin Doncom, Ashton Grooms, E. Maloney, Quince Mobley, Liz Mangrello, Sydney Nicholson, Vika Ortiz, Dana Piccoli, Saria Schuyler, and Mickey Rose Wadsworth. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.